Echo India, John in Hoboken, no traffic. maybe that we're talking and no one's hearing us.
You're just fine.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Usually long tail on the Midtown repeater, Gordon. I'm that you're using. All right, so far I have checked it into a CR-82GLW-N1MLZ. N2 NHM and W2 stroke EI7IG. Anyone else?
Kilo Tower 2, Papa 13, Kilo, Jerry, Highlands, South Paddock.
That last station, I missed the beginning part of your call. Try again. Yep, pause for a second, and then you get a call again. He's waiting to pick himself up.
Call sign Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Whiskey Kilo. Name is Kerry Highlands, no traffic. Even if this is a net, just caught it. Last minute.
Okay, got that, Hunt. If you do PWK, well, the net. Anyone else? Okay, like I said, it seems that the Irvington input, I know for sure on UHF, because that's what I was trying to use, but maybe on 2 meters as well, is having a problem. The receivers coming in and out, so if you're not able to make it on 441-100 or 145-230, you use one of the other repeaters in the system, like 449-065, 447-665, 147-150, all of them in New York City, and of course if you're on Long Island, New Jersey, use your regular repeaters, they're probably best for you. So I'm able to get in, please use the email, nyvxa@yahoo.com, and we'll check that email address periodically to relay any messages to come in. Okay, let's start with the list as we have it, and we'll pick up additional check-ins later on. First one we have tonight is N1MLZ, Bob up in Connecticut. Good evening, Bob. That's what I'll be.
Hey, good evening, Charlie. Good evening, everyone out there in the net, listening. I got like three little tidbits here, Charlie, to bring up to the net here. First of all, the best page, the U.S. Open golf tournament, I picked up a frequency here from N2LIE's website and put it in, and amazingly enough, I was getting them up here in Connecticut loud and clear. The NBC camera director's frequency. I guess, interestingly enough, they also, when it was on ESPN the day before, it was also using the same frequency. It was kind of interesting. Anyway, 450.1625 was the frequency, and this poor gentleman, I hope he's getting paid big time, because you know how long the tournaments went due to the rain and everything, rain delays and stuff. He was going continuously all day long. I mean, even during the rain delays, you know, he still had to have camera directing and stuff. I mean, he was just incredible. Continuous directing of probably 30 or 40 different cameras, you know. So it was pretty interesting to listen to. The only problem was, the only problem was there was a long delay, about 14 seconds, between what the command he gives and what you actually saw on TV. So obviously there's a delay in the broadcast. You know, you get the digital delay also, but mainly it was a delay in the broadcast. So that was the only problem. It wasn't a direct correlation with what he was saying with what you're watching. You had to kind of count down 14 seconds, and then all of a sudden, yep, that's it. There it is. That's what he said. You know, the fade, or you know, go to this camera, go to that camera. You know, go to this hole. You know, whatever. It was still pretty interesting to listen to this guy. And you can hear the other cameras talking back to him once in a while in the background. It's almost like he had another receiver on, another radio at a different frequency receiving the cameras, you know, like a duplex operation, a semi-duplex. And you can still hear in his microphone though. So it was pretty interesting, Charlie.
Okay, Bob.
Before I let you continue with that, just one other thought on why there would be a delay. You alluded to this before. Wardrobe malfunction. We don't want to see that anymore. Go with the additional traffic.
That's what I was thinking, Charlie. Interesting enough, the fire department's on the, you know, the new ones on UHF now, you know, the simulcast. Strangely enough, Charlie, the Staten Island frequency, I get the strongest up here, being the furthest away from me. So don't ask me. I'm sure you probably have an explanation for it, maybe where the transmitter is or something, but it is the strongest to me, probably about 2 bars stronger on the average than, you know, Manhattan or... Citywide's strong, too. I get Citywide probably the same as Staten Island. But out of all the other boroughs, Staten Island comes in the strongest up here, you know, on different, not just one antenna. I'm talking in general. Even, you know, if I put the, you know, the rubber duck on, I can get Staten Island the strongest. So it's not just the location of my antenna on the roof. It's anywhere around here. It's kind of strange, but maybe you know why there, Charlie.
I guess the firework, because there's a couple of events going on prior to the 4th of July weekend, and then I guess the weekend after that, but I was kind of wondering, I guess, the next week, if anybody had any good frequencies for any displays or anything like that. I'm looking at some of Long Island, but, you know, there's also what's going on, the big ones, let's see. So, not to derail the conversation, but that's kind of what I had. Back to that, W2LIE.
Phil, we had a double, and Bob was all over you, so we didn't hear any of that. Bob was asking about why he was hearing Staten Island on UHF stronger all the way up there. And again, we heard the other one, but before we pass it over to Phil, my answer to that, honestly, Bob, is I don't know. I could only theorize a couple of things. One of them is probably where the antennas are compared to local building foliage. You and the other location. They're all supposed to be the same power level. I don't know about the antenna height. I guess digging through the FCC database, we'll see what height and power level they're supposed to be. And if they all look equal, then it's got to be something blocking the signal. UHF is more line of sight than VHF. Other than that, I wouldn't know what to tell you about.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah, sorry about that, though. Sorry to step on you there. Yeah, it's strange. Even at work, I work a couple towns over from here, and you know, it's the same situation. So it's definitely they're either, you know, putting out more power or the antenna is in a better you know, location for Connecticut here, because it's not just on my house here. It's anywhere around you know, that I try them. So very good. It's okay. I'm not complaining. The stronger the better, so you know, it should be nice when they finally switch over. It should be good. All right, Charlie. I guess I have I actually have one frequency here. Been real active tonight. Let me drop it. Okay, 168.825. Got quiet lately, recently, but before than that, it was very active for about 2 or 3 hours. You know, 168.825 New York City, I think. Almost positive. And about 50% in the clear and 50% not in the clear. So, I've been eyeing that frequency for a while. Back to net, N1MLZ.
Yeah, 168.825 is an FBI frequency in New York City. I don't have a channel designator for it, but just that it's in the city itself.
Yeah, roger on that. It's NAC 167, of course. But, all right, Charlie. Just wanted to keep you abreast of that. It's pretty active.
Okay. Typical strange propagation patterns for early summer. Including all the noise that's coming in on this boat. Anywho. So if you could stand by just 1 second, we have a new station to check. They happen to be in from out of town. I wanted to give an opportunity to say hi to the group. Charlie, you still
still there? It'll be two-stroke EI-7IG. And what I'll be.
Yeah, still here, Charles, looking at the Manhattan skyline. Over.
Okay. Typically what we do when there's somebody new on the net, and I guess you're in tonight, John, is to find out what kind of things you like to listen to outside of the amateur radio band.
Okay, Charles, just stepping out to the balcony. The SAR marine band, when I'm living in Ireland, there's a search and rescue helicopter close to me. So that most of their operation is the marine band and the local tower. And I suppose generally that kind of traffic, over.
Okay. I know from friends of ours that are from England, the laws on what's allowed and what's to be monitored is different than here. In England, from what I've been told, you were told specifically what you're allowed to listen to, and everything else is remote. And here it's, well, you can listen to everything except for things like cell phones. How is it in Ireland?
Yeah, it's the same as the UK. You can't listen to anything. I have a marine license. I'm the VHFS for Sea Dawn, so I can listen to that. I've just completed a civil defense radio instructor course, so I can now listen to that, kind of. I bluffed my way out of it. But everything else is verboten. You actually can't listen to anything. However, it's understood, I mean, around airports and that, it's pretty much understood that the guys sitting there in the cars with antennas on them are listening to the aircraft. And it's kind of accepted, but you could get a police officer being particularly difficult if you were very unlucky. Over.
Yeah, I guess if you raised suspicion and they thought that you were up to no good. Yeah, the different things that are on the air over there, I know that even though some things are like quote-unquote not allowed, there are a few frequencies floating around the different things. My last trip over there in March, I actually had all 60-something frequencies the police programmed into a portable scanner and actually heard nothing except for a parked car situation once in the entire week I was there.
Not sure if you passed it back there, Charles. Yeah, the police tend to use GSM phones for most of anything sensitive. In the built-up areas, they're using different systems, and I know they've gone to Tetra, which is a digital system in Dublin. And I suppose where I am in Waterford, at this stage, I hear most of the local traffic, but there's never anything major unless something happens, at which point they have to use it, because the phones tend not to work, as you more than likely know yourself. But Charles, I tell you, I want to take this opportunity to check myself out if possible. My wife has just arrived back here, and my sister and her husband, so I'm being looked at oddly as I'm standing up on the balcony. Back to you, over.
No problem, John. Just tell them you're not thinking of John. Especially when we hear these weird noises coming on the lake. Okay, thanks a lot, John, and enjoy your stay. We'll chat later on. I got your email, by the way. Okay, let's see. Phil, you're up next. LP2LIE at 10B.
Alright, make sure. I was going to pass one more frequency for U.S. Open that was found. It was 452.8375 and 452.8375. That was reported by K2 at UPS. He said that was used for tire transport. I guess the buses moving from parking lots to the course and whatever. But I was also saying, too, it might be a good suggestion to leave the New York State Park in the radios, I guess, through this weekend, next weekend, the final weekend. There's several fireworks displays that we go on Nassau County starting this upcoming weekend. I know we got asked to move our field day locations because they wanted to use where we were approved to go for fireworks. So I was kind of wondering if anybody else had any frequency that might have been used for any fireworks displays that I guess was all just less than anyway. Back in SW dwelling.
Oh, I agree, Phil. Whenever there's a big event, some things will come out of the woodwork that you never thought about for other times during the year, or they may only be used for large-scale events. So it's always great to be nearby, especially with a frequency counter or a scanner that does protocol and several new stuff that pops up. Okay, let's see, 9:29, coming up at 9:30, we'll stand by for late check-in. Again, if you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, please use our email, which is nyvsa@yahoo.com. This is Escalona B, standing by for additional check-ins for the NYVSA shortwave and scanner listeners net.
Brooklyn traffic.
N2NOV. This is N2VQQ with traffic.
Okay, so far I've got N2NQ and N2VQQ. There was another station that was very, very noisy. If you're using 145-230 or 441-100, switch to a different repeater. You seem to be having a problem on the repeater input, especially the perfect to remote receiver. Okay, let's continue with what we have. Let's see, Ralph, you're up next. KC2NGU, and it's going to be.
Thank you, Charlie. Good evening. I have a curious question. Our regular RF modulator that puts out channel 3 and channel 4, how much power does it generally put out, like in milliwatt-wise? And question number 2, our regular 49 megahertz baby monitor, they say it's like 100 feet, the range of 300 feet, and how much power does that put out as well? Like, and most of them are crystal control, I found out. And I have a quickie on that. If I put a 6-meter crystal in there, like 52.525, the 6-meter call frequency, how much power do those things put out, the baby monitors and the regular RF modulators, if anybody knows?
I guess it would depend upon the FCC registration I need for that soft device itself. You have to look it up on their website to see what they're rated for. And it's not much power at all. Like you say, it's a milliwatt.
Okay, I have like a Glocko baby monitor. It's like 2 receivers. I try to look it up, but it doesn't show an FCC ID. It shows a carrier ID number.
Carrier ID number? What's that?
Canadian ID number. Like in Canada, it's Canadian ID number. It's like a 3 letters and like 2 numbers, like 5 digits total. It's not really an FCC ID. I tried to run that, but no result.
Oh, Canadian, okay. There's probably some information on their website. DOC.ca. You have to do a Google search, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
No problem. If I get a fixed price on, maybe that's probably made in the U.S. and And what about the RF modulators? Like, how much, if you have like a 50-foot run, how much power are you going to lose through like an RG6 in general? How much, they put out like what, 2 milliwatts or in that range?
Yeah, it's very low. It's not designed to go very far. I would say typically within the average house is about it. I would really try to reliably use it between houses.
Okay, no problem. KC2 and you.
Yeah, it's more designed for devices that are like physically near each other. So I have been able to get away with using it on a device in one room and ship the signal down to a bedroom or something when I was installing the 10-foot satellite dishes that I sold back in 1980. But anything more than that, it's professional grade stuff that has a little bit more power to it, but even then, it's not that much. It's not anything you want to put onto an antenna and transport.
Copy that. I did that like several years ago. The signal went like maybe 10 feet, but it was like in the noise it was. That, I'm also trying something else with that. I injected the RF modulated signal into the master TV antenna of my house, and the signal is like attenuated too much to all the TVs on channel 3. I'm assuming it's like impedance matching or in that general nature. I tried an amplifier before it. But it's the same problem. It's probably desensing the receiver from the local TV channel 2 and 4 that they have that play on there, that loop program.
Well, not only that, if you're trying to inject a signal to the master antenna system of a building, they typically have commercial-grade equipment which is sending the signal down into the system to be received by the different apartments of the building. By putting a signal into it, well, your signal may not go very far. You're talking about one-way amplifiers as opposed to two-way amplifiers. And three, if they are already modulating something on channels 2 and 4, you try to put 3 in the middle of there, you're going to have some spillover either way. So whenever I found situations like that, when I was installing the satellite dishes, we always put our stuff up on UHF. This way we avoid that kind of problem.
Copy that. No, like, very long story short, like, I'm using a highway port to monitor security cameras. I'm using a VCR to video in and outputting it on channel 3, and I'm mixing it with the 4-way splitter I have coming from this roof antenna for digital TV. I put RG6 from the antenna to the 4-way splitter, 5-1000 megahertz splitter I have, and I'm using one of the outputs to feed the channel 3 input. It's coming through rough on all of the other TVs on the other two ports, so that's the problem. I'm someone's figuring what's the issue on that.
You're using a 4-to-1 splitter as a signal combiner? Oh, right, there's a problem. I always get a signal combiner. Who would have equipment like that these days? You might want to check SatVision's website. If they're still in business, they should have signal combiners that are used in a little bit more elaborate operation than normal household.
Really still work. phone now?
Yep, go ahead.
You got my last transmission about you can use a regular two-way splitter, I read someplace, to mix UHF and VHF signal. So what if I use one of those backwards? I use the two outputs as input and the input as an output, then feed it into the four-way. An extra coax to each room and everything, but all I could do with RG59, but that's like a different story. But I'll think of something. Thank you for your help, KC2 and GU.
Did I copy that correctly?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, very good. Also, regarding that frequency that he said was very busy up until the beginning of the net, which I thought was interesting. Chris P. from Monitoring Times fame has that designated as Hotel 1 and the direct of Hotel 2, FYI.
Okay, thanks, appreciate that.
Thank you, I have nothing further, back to that, N2, VQQ.
Somewhere about $300 to $500 at the retail. think it's a little crazy, but yeah, as they say, supply and demand is what the market will bear. Me personally, I wait for the price to come down. Of course, there's always rebates later on. Anyway, let's see if there's any additional or late check-in before we wrap it up. This is N20B.
Fox, Delta N3MD, Abington, DA.
Yeah, the Abington station, can I get the call again, and if you have any traffic or not? Clear.